This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep, in for Bob Edwards. The rebels at the edge of Liberia's capital have rejected the latest proposal for President Charles Taylor to resign. Taylor says he'll quit on Monday, as rebel leaders and President Bush demanded, but he wants to hand over power to his vice president, a close ally. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in Monrovia and joins us now. Jason, why are the rebels saying no, and what happens next?
The rebels feel like they have launched this war to oust Taylor, and they don't feel like a resolution should involve a major ally of Taylor. Moses Blah is President Taylor's vice president. He's been along with Taylor throughout the entire time that Taylor had launched his own rebel war to take power here, and they feel like they should get some representation there.
And the bottom line here, at least today, is that the peacekeepers have now arrived in Monrovia, as you've been reporting over the last several days, but President Charles Taylor is still in office.
That's right. There was really euphoric scenes in the streets yesterday as the Nigerian peacekeepers moved from the airport into downtown Monrovia. Tens of thousands of people just lined the streets. They were just shouting and cheering and really euphoric scenes. But at the same time, you've still got fighting going on throughout the country. In Buchanan, the second largest city, there's been reports of fighting all day yesterday. Also further to the north, in a place called Barnga, there's been reports of fighting. And again, the rebels say that they're not going to accept Taylor handing over power to his vice president. So at this point, things are still a bit tense. The U.S. ambassador today to Liberia is going on a mission to attempt to get the rebels to pull back from the very gates of Monrovia, if you will. He's going out with some of the West African military leaders. They're going to cross into rebel territory, try to meet with the Liberians United for Reconciliation and Democracy rebels, and try to work out a deal where they will accept President Taylor's vice president serving as an interim president, and they will pull back from their positions, which are right up against the heart of the city.
And you mentioned the euphoria, but are people acting as though the war is ending now, or as though this is just a lull?
Well, certainly the people in the streets are acting like this is it, that peace has arrived. But at the same time, President Charles Taylor doesn't seem to be acting that way. Yesterday, overnight, 707 flew in, was identified as a Libyan plane. There was a standoff at the airport. The understanding is that this was an arms shipment coming in to bolster President Charles Taylor's forces. He denies that. His defense chief says that's not the case, but there was a standoff out at the airport. The Nigerians seized two cargo containers, and it seems like there's an effort on both sides to continue to arm themselves and to continue to position themselves to try to grab power with arms.
And tell us about the humanitarian situation, if you would. Has that improved?
The humanitarian situation hasn't really improved much at all. Some humanitarian aid organizations have been able to get their water trucks moving again through the city, so there's access to some clean water, but the food situation is still very dire. Not much access to food for most of the people in Monrovia.
NPR's Jason Beaubien is in Monrovia. Jason, thanks.